Audio.
Yes, it's the Comic Zone, broadcast live onto your computer every week from the Metropolis Collectibles Gallery in New York City. I'm your host for this pop culture-packed hour of entertainment, Vincent Zerzolo. Today's guests are John McLaughlin of the Hero Initiative and Steve Borak of CGC, here to talk about the Hero Charity. And I also have Ted Hakes and Alex Winter of Hakes Auctions. The ride begins after these messages from our sponsors. Don't go away.
New York Comic Con is bigger, better, and has double the space with more gaming and anime for 2007. Come to the Jacob Javits Center February 23rd through 25th and experience the biggest pop culture event in New York City. Featuring comics, anime, manga, graphic novels, video games, trading card games, RPG, MMOs, toys, movies, TV, celebrities, and more. Guests of honor include Stan Lee, Jeff Smith, J. Michael Straczynski, and George Perez, with many more to be announced. For a complete list of guests, as well as show information, visit www.nycomiccon.com. Buy your tickets online now to ensure your spot for the 2007 show. Tickets are available now at a discounted rate for advance purchase at www.nycomiccon.com. You can also book your travel arrangements online now on the travel page of the website. Don't miss out on the 2007 New York Comic Con. Visit our website to get all the information you need. NYComicCon.com.
Comics Guarantee, LLC, also known as CGC, is the comic book hobby's only independent third-party expert grading and certification service. CGC's restoration detection, pedigree, and grading experts are known and trusted all around the world for their keen eyes, knowledge of comic book history, and consistent grading. CGC has the best tamper-evident, state-of-the-art comic holder our hobby has ever seen for safe storage of your favorite comic books. Go to www.cgccomics.com to find out how to submit your favorite comic books for certification and to see why the world's top collectors and sellers use CGC for safely buying and selling comics through the mail or on the Internet. For more information, call toll-free 877-662-6642 or visit CGC at www.cgccomics.com. CGC. It just makes sense.
You're listening to World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
All right, comic fans, welcome back to the Comic Zone on WorldTalkRadio.com. Wow, big news. Very excited. Coming up in a couple of weeks, February 23rd through the 25th, is the New York Comic Con, which is the second show, but it's already leaped up to second place overall in terms of number of guests. Attendance is more of what I wanted to say. It's pretty amazing. In the first year, I think they had over 33,000 attendees, and I think this year will eclipse that for many reasons. First of all, they've got just another year under their belt, advertising, marketing, getting their name out, the word out about the show. They're going to have all the glitches out of the show so that people aren't waiting hours or being turned away. It'd be very smart for anybody who wants to go to the show to buy their tickets in advance. You can get them on the website, NewYorkComicCon.com. That's NYComicCon.com. It's definitely a good idea to do that. Some of the guests that are going to be there, well, first of all, my company, Metropolis Collectibles, will be there, metropoliscomics.com. We will be set up there if anybody wants us to bring comic books for them to the convention to look at and possibly buy. That's a great idea. You can give us a call at 800-229-METRO or email us at orders@metropoliscomics.com, and we will bring the books for you. CGC is going to be there. I believe Hero is going to be there in some way. There's just so much good stuff going on. Some of the guests of honor, Paul Dini, Stephen King is going to be there. I mean, that's going to bring a lot of people in who wouldn't normally come to a comic convention. Stan Lee is going to be there. I mean, right there. Jeez, I mean, you're going to have lines and lines of people wanting to see him. George Perez, Mark Silvestri, Jeff Smith, J. Michael Straczynski. These are all extremely popular creators who have a tremendous following. And then there's three more guests of honor that are going to be added. I believe one of them might be Brian K. Vaughan. He's won some Eisner and Harvey and Schuster awards. He co-created Why the Last Man. Wow, I'd like to get him on the show. That would be pretty cool. I hear that's a great series. But anyhow, this is going to be a monster show. You should definitely check it out. It's going to be very exciting. New York Comic Con, in my opinion, in the next, I would say, two to three years, I think will be as big, if not bigger, than San Diego. And mark my words on that one. Great show we have for you today. One of our guests, Steve Borak, has been here before, and I'm sure many of you remember him. He is with CGC, I believe the president of CGC now, and he does a great job over there. And he's also involved with the Hero Initiative, and John McLaughlin is heading that up. It's a charity, and we're going to
have...
Excuse me?
Jim. The name is Jim McLaughlin. Unfortunately,
I'm sorry. Did I say John?
John McLaughlin, although I love his work. I think he's amazing.
Sorry about that, Jim.
Not to worry.
So we have Jim and John and Jim and Steve. Jim and Steve here with me today. So
Steve,
welcome,
however,
gentlemen,
is Steve,
to the show.
So we got that taken
you know what?
Care.
From now on, you, John, Jim, you're Phil, and Steve, you're Marty.
This is
going to
be really confusing,
Phil.
Really quick.
So, guys, first thing I want to talk about. This Hero Initiative was originally called ACTOR, which I never really understood, and I guess that's the reason you changed it. Can you guys tell me a little bit about that?
Actually, we did it at the very specific request of you, Vincent.
Thank
it was solely
well.
Because of you. But
you know, the world does revolve around me, so that would make sense.
Absolutely.
Well, my
but
world
you,
does.
You did hit the nail on the head. You know, we were definitely looking for something that for the organization that was an acronym that would roll off the tongue. And, you know, the original name of the organization was A Commitment to Our Roots, which, as an acronym, spelled out ACTOR, and I thought, hey, it's catchy and easy to remember, and people will dig it. Well, it was catchy, it was easy to remember, and some people dug it, and the big problem that we ran into was it wasn't very consistent with what the mission was. People thought we were maybe a relief organization for elderly thespians or some such. So a few months ago, we did change the name from ACTOR, A Commitment to Our Roots, to the Hero Initiative, which is something that definitely does play a lot more to the comic crowd. One of the main people actually behind that was Joe Quesada, the editor in chief at Marvel Comics. Joe, along with Steve and some others, are part of the Hero Initiative Board of Directors. And Joe is definitely of the opinion, you say hero, people associate it immediately with superhero, with comic books. People get it. And ever since the name changed several months ago, the response has been overwhelmingly positive, and things have been going very, very well.
Oh, it's huge. We see it at our booth, and people come up and they actually understand what it is right away instead of ask what is ACTOR. It's a big difference.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Does the HERO stand for anything, or is it?
It doesn't. And because that was kind of a speed bump that we tripped over the first time, I said to myself, Hero Initiative, I like it. If we come up with something down the line that HERO can stand for, great. But I'm not gonna force it.
we already
kind of screwed it up once. We got it good this time. If something pops up, it pops up. But I'm definitely not gonna force anything into it.
Let's see. HERO, help elderly, really old
see,
comic creators.
One or two words out and you start tripping on it.
Sorry. We tried.
There
you
help,
go.
Ben.
But, Vincent, we actually have an amazingly, amazingly, amazingly cool event going on right now. We did something in conjunction with Marvel Comics, which is known as the Ultimate 100. And Marvel Comics Ultimate Spider-Man number 100 came out recently. Marvel was kind enough to print 100 blank covered copies of Ultimate Spider-Man 100, which we then sent out to every living Spider-Man artist we could find and a few other people as well. And we have 100 different original covers on Ultimate Spider-Man number 100. These are all going to be on display, all 100 of them, for the first and only time this weekend in Los Angeles, California. There's a comic store slash art gallery on Sunset Boulevard called The Secret Headquarters. It's an amazingly cool place. Like I say, there's not too many combination comic store art galleries at all. But this Saturday night, we're having a big honkin' art gallery opening, wine and cheese party with all 100 of these on display. And after that, actually that night, we're going to display them all. We're going to auction off one of the covers to one lucky winning bidder. 99 of the covers will then go to the Orlando MegaCon, which is coming up in mid-February. That's February 16, 17, and 18. We'll have all 99 remaining covers on display there. And then we're going to traffic the rest of them after we auction off 20 at Orlando. The remaining 79 covers will go to the convention that you mentioned earlier, the New York Comic Con. So 79 of them will be on display. We're going to auction off another 20 of them there. And the remaining 59 covers are then going to be the subject of a series of eBay auctions. And actually, our friends at CGC over there are helping out with this endeavor as well. They helped us a lot in running down and tracking down some sort of the artists. And Steve, maybe you'd like to talk about CGC's involvement on the back end of this as well.
Sure. Actually, one of the things that's been really, really popular in our industry lately is the CGC Signature Series label. Unlike in sports and other hobbies where there's a lot of forgery, we want to stop it before it happens. So we come up with a label, and when it's witnessed by a CGC employee or a CGC witness, and then given to us, we encapsulate it with a yellow label as opposed to the other color labels we have, and we write the date and who signed and or sketched the book.
Do you write the event that it was sketched at?
Sometimes, sure. And for this one would say, you know, for the Hero Initiative, because you want to promote, you know, the charity.
Cool.
And what happens is people can, once they bid on it, if they win it, they just have to tell Jim they want it sent to CGC. They pay the postage, but CGC does a certification for free, which would cost them anywhere from like $23 to, you know, $800, depending on the price of the book.
Wow.
So we just, you know, we want this stuff to last forever.
That's great. No, so let me see if I get this straight. For the Hero Initiative fundraiser, the books will already be CGC graded, or are they going to
be
done them after?
No, they're sold raw.
Okay.
But if somebody at the time of the auction says to the people at the auction, I want it sent to CGC,
right,
they can do that.
And free.
Because once again, to make sure it's authentic, it can't leave Hero and go to somewhere else and then come to us.
Got it.
We don't want any forgeries.
Right.
So, and the really convenient part is that CGC is going to be on hand both at Orlando and at the New York Comic Con. So it's
right.
A very simple matter just to literally pick it up at the Hero booth, traffic it over to the CGC booth, and drop it off. No muss, no fuss, and you're covered.
Now, it would be amazing if you guys could set up some type of website to just show all the pictures of all the different covers so that people could maybe bid over the phone for MegaCon or...
You know, Vincent, great minds do indeed think alike. we will have proxy bidding available for the auctions at Orlando and at New York Comic Con. If you can't be on site, we're going to set up a proxy bidding system. And, of course, an eBay auction, I think, kind of takes care of itself. Right now, we have everything scanned except for the final three covers, which should be in my hand by tomorrow, according to FedEx, and hopefully by Thursday of this week, via the Hero Initiative website, which is heroinitiative.org, we'll have all the covers available to view, and they may also be available via the Marvel Comics site as well. Right now, we've put a few of them out with some press releases, so if you go to any of the popular comic book news sites like newsarama.com or comicbookresources.com, even comicartfans.com, which is very popular with comic art collectors, you'll be able to get a good sampling. I think we've released maybe 15 or 20 of these different covers so far.
You should put it into Scoop also.
It's a very good idea.
It's going everywhere. And also, once they're in the Signature Series label, we'll also have them hanging in our gallery on the CGC website.
That's pretty cool. That's really
we do what we can. So sometimes it even works.
I mean, I'm excited to see what this art looks like. And can you tell us a little bit about which artists are involved?
We have a, it's one of those little literal gallery of stars kind of things. We honestly ran down every living Spider-Man artist of any significance we could find. Anybody who did three or more issues.
Is Todd McFarlane involved?
Todd McFarlane is indeed involved. There were a few artists who could not do it just because of time constraints or because they didn't feel like doing it, but the offer was made to literally every Spider-Man artist who had done at least three issues in his career.
When is the McFarlane piece going to be auctioned?
The McFarlane piece, I believe we have slated to be one of the eBay auctions. So that will be available sometime in early March.
Oh, I can't wait to see what that looks like.
Yeah, but we've got a lot of the old favorites. I mean, naturally, you know, call me prejudiced in his favor if you want, but my all-time favorite Spider-Man artist always has been and always will be John Romita Sr., so naturally we got a piece from John Sr. His son is pretty good, too, so we got a piece from John Jr.
Now, if you really wanted to make a killing, you could have kidnapped Steve Ditko and told him to draw a cover until, you know,
he wouldn't let go. We asked Steve, and he declined. His three-word answer was, "I'm not interested." And Steve definitely marches to the beat of his own drummer, and I absolutely positively respect that. And like I say, we had made the offer to everybody. I think probably 90% of the people who we asked definitely wanted to be a part of it. So in addition to Romita and Romita, we've got a lot of the old-time favorites, such as Herb Trimpe, Marie Severin, Frank Springer, Jim Mooney. We have some of the more, you know, middle-range guys in terms of the 80s and 90s. You had mentioned Todd McFarlane. We ran down Tom Lyle, who's now out of comics but actually teaching comic art at the Savannah College of Art and Design. We've got a lot of the current guys, such as Clayton Crane, for example, who's doing one of the Spider-Man books, Ron Garney. We've got pretty much everybody in between, and then we also kind of jumped off the board, and we got some other really interesting artists as well.
Yes,
Guillermo del Toro, believe it or not, did a piece. Guillermo is a very talented artist and a big comic fan, so the guy who did the Hellboy movie also did a Spider-Man cover. We've got pieces from Terry Moore, who does Strangers in Paradise, Matt Wagner, who's famous for Grendel and for Mage. So we've got an amazing, amazing variety of artists as part of this.
Steve, did you want to add something?
Oh, no, I just said I saw the Brooks piece today. That was phenomenal.
Mark Brooks, yeah. Mark did an absolutely amazing piece.
Did you guys get Joe Bennett?
Joe Bennett, yes. It was a bit of a logistical international nightmare trying to run down some of the guys in Brazil and some of the guys in the UK. But just to give a quick and proper shout-out to the people who deserve it, Joe Prado runs an art agency in Brazil, and Joe was absolutely instrumental in helping us run down a lot of the Brazilian guys. And over in the UK, Mike Conroy, who is the editor-in-chief of Comics International, which is a great publication, helped us a lot in running down a lot of the UK artists. So we had agents all over the globe helping to put this together.
I'm trying to think of, what about Gabriel Delotto?
No, nothing from Gabriel Delotto, I'm afraid.
Okay, what about Alex Ross?
Nope, no Alex Ross.
Okay, I'm not interested.
Maybe next time. Well, with 100 different covers, I think there's something for everybody.
What's your favorite so far?
Except you, Vincent.
What's your favorite?
It's, you know, like I say, I'm a big Romita Sr. fan, so I love the Romita Sr. piece. A couple of the guys I mentioned, Matt Wagner and Terry Moore, did absolutely beautiful pieces. Today, I just got in covers from Andy Kubert, from Mark Texeira.
Oh, wow, Mark has been really cool.
Texas is gorgeous. It was Andy Kubert, Mark Texeira, Francis Manapul, and I'm totally blanking. Oh, Mike Kunkel, the guy who does Hero Bear and the Kid.
Oh, wow.
So we've got stuff that's, you know, old school Marvel. We've got stuff that's new school Marvel. We've got stuff that looks like anime. We got something for everybody in there.
Now, is it also, is it a wraparound cover? So it's the front and the back?
It is a wraparound cover, and the back cover was blank. So it's interesting. A lot of people actually chose to do something on the back. So on some of these pieces, and believe you me, when it comes time to auction, we'll show them, people did stuff on the front and the back. Terry Moore, who I mentioned, did separate front and back designs. Alex Sabiuk, who's the guy who does the Spider-Man newspaper strip on Sundays, he did separate front and back designs. Fred Hembeck, there's a name for you. Fred actually did a wraparound design, which is amazingly, amazingly cool. So the artists really showed off their creativity in this in a way that was truly astounding.
Fantastic. Guys, we're going to break for our first commercial, and we will be back in 2 minutes right here on the Comic Zone on WorldTalkRadio.com.
Radio.
On our next segment on the Comic Zone, me and the boys will continue to talk about the Hero Initiative. We'll learn how we can donate and get involved. And then we'll welcome our second set of guests, Tim Hakes and Alex Winter, to the show. We'll be right back in 2 minutes right here on the Comic Zone on WorldTalkRadio.com.
What did I say? A nine-stone weakling with no knees. I did my knees, bent press ups, touch my toes. Had another sneeze and I blew my nose. I looked in the mirror at my pigeon.
Care for a mint? The best place to find CGC mint-grade comics is at www.colossuscomics.com. Colossus Comics, Inc. is known for quality eBay auctions and for its CGC 9.8 subscription service for new comics. As a CGC 9.8 subscriber, you can choose from any ongoing series. Colossus guarantees a CGC 9.8 grade on every current issue of your series, delivered to you along with unslabbed reading copies. For shipping included $33 a month. Colossus Comics subscribers also get first access plus discount pricing on CGC 10.0 and 9.9 copies of their title when available. To become a 9.8 subscriber or link to Colossus Comics auctions, visit ColossusComics.com.
Do you know what your collection is worth? Do you really know? Chances are the comics you buy and sell have hidden value in them. Classics Incorporated specializes in discovering this hidden value for you. In addition to a vast array of services offered, such as restoration, conservation, removal, and recreation, Classics Incorporated's founder Matt Nelson offers expert advice on your investments. Whether you're ready to buy $1,000 or sell $1,000,000, call us from our ads in the Overstreet Price Guide or visit ClassicsIncorporated.com to learn how we can help maximize the potential of your comics.
Comics Guarantee, LLC, also known as CGC, is the comic book hobby's only independent third-party expert grading and certification service. CGC's restoration detection, pedigree, and grading experts are known and trusted all around the world for their keen eyes, knowledge of comic book history, and consistent grading. CGC has the best tamper-evident, state-of-the-art comic holder our hobby has ever seen for safe storage of your favorite comic books. Go to www.cgccomics.com to find out how to submit your favorite comic books for certification and to see why the world's top collectors and sellers use CGC for safely buying and selling comics through the mail or on the Internet. For more information, call toll-free 877-662-6642 or visit CGC at www.cgccomics.com. CGC. It just makes sense.
Metropolis Comics is the largest dealer of vintage comic books in the world, with an inventory of over 100,000 gold and silver and Bronze Age comics. Metropolis' website, metropoliscomics.com, has the largest selection of raw and CGC-graded golden, silver, and Bronze Age comic books anywhere. Visit metropoliscomics.com today and join the Metropolis mailing list. Call 1-800-229-METRO or visit metropoliscomics.com.
You're listening to World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
We are back on the Comic Zone on WorldTalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Vincent Zerzullo, with Jim McLaughlin and Steve Borak. Hey guys, that was really exciting. I liked talking about all that art, but let's talk a little bit about how people can just plain and simple be involved. What do they have to do if they want to donate some money to the Hero Initiative?
HeroInitiative.org, and right at the top of the main page you will see a tab that says Donate Now. Click on that and you'll be taken to a PayPal page where you can make a donation directly to the Hero Initiative, and of course you'll get your PayPal receipt and bammo, you have your tax deductible receipt right there. The other thing you can do is volunteer some time. Really, money and time are the two things that we need the most, so best bet is to come up to us at a convention. Hero is probably going to be at about 15 different conventions over the course of this year. I go to a lot of conventions personally myself. I know Steve does a lot as well. So come on by, swing by, chat us up, and find a way that that you can maybe help us out at a convention. We always need personable and responsible people to help us run convention booths, and we're always happy to kind of, you know, bring fans into the fold and bring them on the other side of the table for the for a change. My thought is that the organization really belongs to everybody. It really does. It's not my organization. It's not Steve's organization. It's all of ours. So we want to be as inclusive as possible.
Now, I'm also curious about this. I realize that people who receive help from the organization can remain anonymous, but can you give us an idea as to how many people you've helped so far, and or are there any people that you've helped that didn't want to remain anonymous?
There are, to answer your mathematical questions first, right now the tally is about 40 different creators. There's about 40 different comic creators who we've benefited, with a total disbursement of almost $250,000 by now. I think it's somewhere around $230,000 or $240,000. We do have a hard and fast policy that if somebody wants to, you know, remain anonymous, they can remain anonymous. We're not in the business of taking anybody's personal business and making it a matter of public record. Something that, you know, might be painful to them is nothing where we want to put them out in the public sector. But many people who we've helped out have been very appreciative, so much so that they said, yeah, go ahead. You can absolutely tell the world about what you've done for me. One of the more celebrated cases recently, of course, is Bill Messner-Lobes. Bill was a great artist and writer in comics all through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, who hit on some hard times. And for a while, he and his wife, Nadine, were quite literally homeless. Hero Initiative and some other organizations as well were able to step up and really give Bill and his wife a hand, to the point where they have a roof over their head now. They have a new home. It's a trailer. It's not the most, you know, it's not the most posh accommodations on earth, and nobody's going to confuse it with the Ritz-Carlton, but they're very, very happy.
So you were able, you were instrumental in helping them to have a new home.
Absolutely. Recently in the comics business, Leah Hernandez, her home caught on fire, and she has a couple of special needs children, and whereas insurance covered most of the damages, they were definitely out of pocket on a lot of things like just food and clothing and so on and so forth. So it's much more of a contemporary example and much more of a contemporary event, but that's an instance where we were able to help somebody out as well, and she's perfectly fine with our mentioning, you know, that we had helped her out in her time of need as well.
I think it's pretty amazing. Now, I did notice there were a lot of companies that were sponsoring the Hero Initiative. I saw Marvel, but I didn't see DC. Did I just miss that, or is there a reason?
DC does their own thing, and DC is, of course, you know, part of the AOL Time Warner family,
uh-huh.
And in their dealing with charities, there's a very often long, drawn-out process to go through. So
I've noticed.
Yeah.
With everything to do.
Personally speaking, you know, I talk to Paul Levitz from time to time, you know, who runs DC Comics, and Paul is a great guy, and Paul's heart is 100% in the right place. And from time to time, either with some advice or, you know, with a great fundraising idea, Paul directly has been able to help us on many occasions.
Well,
so even though at this instance it's not so much, say, DC Comics in general, people at DC Comics in particular have been amazingly helpful.
Well, I'd like to just mention, I know we're running out of time and you guys have to get going, but I just want to let you both know that last year I did an auction with Joe Kubert and John Romita Sr., in which we auctioned off two blank pieces of paper on eBay, and the winner got to commission the artist to do a character that they were famous for. And we raised, by the end of the auction, we raised over $4,300, and then we got emails from the underbidders on both auctions, and who said they would match the high bid, and we ended up raising close to $8,500. It was pretty amazing.
That's great.
And I want to do something like this again, and I was looking for a charity, and I think I found it. And this year,
so.
I'm going to expand this. I've already talked to several agents for different artists who said that they would help. I don't know if it's all going to be the same thing where artists will do a drawing, a complete drawing, per, you know, request through an eBay auction, but it might just be art that they'll donate. So as soon as I have a little free time, maybe after New York Comic Con, maybe Jim and I can discuss this and try to move forward with it.
That sounds like a great idea, Vincent.
The other thing people can do is we're about to start running eBay auctions every week, at least one a week, for hopefully forever. I'm getting donations of original comic art and comic books, some certified. The ones that aren't certified, CGC will certify for free. And the Hero Initiative is throwing them up on eBay. And so we've sent letters to some of the most major players in comics, and we're getting some great donations. I mean, Conrad Eschenberg donated what he considered a $1,000 piece of art. Just when I said, hey, we're doing this, he says, here, take this. Another collector, Joe Serpico, gave us, I don't know, 25 books that could be worth, you know, a few thousand dollars. He's just an amazing guy and a super collector. So if anybody out there wants to, they can donate actually comic books or comic book art if you don't have money.
Have you ever thought about expanding it beyond that to any types of things you could sell on eBay?
Well, I guess eventually, but right now, since we're in the
certified,
market,
you could do a CGC-certified toaster oven.
Well, we'll talk to Jim about that one. Toaster ovens are his expertise.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining me. I wish you the best of luck, obviously, with the Hero Initiative as well as with CGCComics.com. By the way, just want to make a quick announcement before they go. The new CGCComics.com website is up. You should definitely go take a look at it. It's fantastic. There's a lot of new options and information on the site that will be fun and helpful for you and your comic collecting needs. Guys, thank you very much. I wish you the best.
Thank you, Vincent.
Thanks, man.
Take care, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So, now, that was pretty awesome. I really like learning about charities like this, and I think, you know, in our business, our and hobby, you know, sometimes it's hard to broaden your scope beyond, hey, these are guys who just draw and write comic books, and I want to buy and read comic books and maybe sell comic books. And here's a way that you can help the geniuses behind these beautiful pieces of art that we collect. And this is a great charity, and I hope to see it grow, and hopefully some of the listeners here will be able to get involved at conventions or by just donating comics or money or artwork or what have you. And definitely kudos to Jim and Joe Quesada and Steve Borak for being a part of that. Now I'd like to welcome my next two guests onto the Comic Zone, Ted Alex Winter of Hakes Americana. Welcome, guys. Hello? Did I lose them?
Vince, hi, I'm here.
Who's this?
This is Ted.
Hey, Ted, welcome to the show. Do we have Alex also?
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get him back. Hopefully we'll get him back on the show. Ted, how's everything going?
Great.
That's great.
We just finished a terrific auction, and we're headed to California for Hakes' first ever in-person auction.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, what made you decide to do that?
It's a joint venture with one of our sister companies, Morphe Auctions, and they wanted to go to California and kind of show the folks out there what Hakes and Morphe's handles and how we handle things, so we're making the big jump.
That's pretty amazing. Now, this is going to be your first in-person live auction.
Yes, after 40 years and some over 200 catalogs, we'll actually have live bidding this time, but it's actually going to be easy for all of our customers. It's up on our website, and you can also bid by eBay Live when the auction starts, so there are lots of ways to participate.
That sounds like fun. Now, so you're going to have this live. Usually you're doing catalogs and internet bidding, right?
Yeah, traditionally we've been a catalog auction, and then we, instituted live-time internet bidding when that came along, and we have a very easy-to-use website at www.hakes.com.
Great.
Actually, the California auction's up there now, as well as the few things that didn't sell in our auction, which ended middle of January, are also up there if people want to take a look at those.
Oh, that's cool. So you have like an after auction sale?
Right. There's always some things that don't go, and it's amazing how much we actually sell once the auction's over. I guess people don't get their first choices and maybe drop down to some other things that they've been considering.
Yeah, that is definitely a great second option to have for you and for the consigners and for the customers. That
works out well for everybody.
Yeah, win-win situation. So what part of California is this auction going to be in?
It's going to be at the Burbank Airport hotel there. It was a Hilton that turned into a Marriott, so it's known as the Marriott Burbank Hotel. And the Hakes part, we're kind of a one-day event. We're going to be Thursday, February the 15th, and then the Morphe auction is the following Friday and Saturday on the 16th and 17th.
What will some of the different items be, you know, offered in Hakes compared to Morphe's?
Well, we're, of course, real heavy on character things. I suppose that's what we're most famous for, but in our auction we'll have advertising, collectibles, and a lot of movie memorabilia, but real heavy on character collectibles, especially Disney. There's certainly going to be some, you know, very desirable comic books as well. And the Morphe auction is probably a little heavier slanted towards the advertising collectible side, although they do have a great selection of original Disney art.
Yeah, I just actually got the catalog in yesterday and was thumbing through it. It is pretty impressive. There's a lot of stuff. The Disney art looks beautiful. I think what I think is really fun about looking through either the Hakes or Morphe's catalogs is that it's just such an eclectic mix of pop culture memorabilia in both catalogs. It just every page you turn is you're surprised, and is like a new thing. Wow, I didn't know people collected that. And,
right. Yeah, we've covered a lot of bases in 40 years, and I just every time I found a new little collecting niche in the world of pop culture, I tried to find things that would suit what those people were looking for.
Now, you said 40 years ago. Can you tell me a little bit about how Hakes started out?
Well, it's really just a hobby that became a fledgling business and then sort of thrived. I was a collector as a kid. My dad actually started me on coins when I was about 7, but although I didn't really think of it as collecting, Walt Disney's comics and stories were certainly a passion of mine at that age, so I really was a collector of those, although I didn't know I was collecting them. But that's kind of sparked my interest in Disney, and I began my auctions in 1967, pretty much, you know, devoted to presidential campaign items. That was the hobby that I got into after coins. But then as I dealt with those people, and they're very much into pinback buttons, and I would find other kinds of pinback buttons, advertising and comic characters and baseball, so I started putting those in the catalog, and sooner or later we just kept adding category after category as we found new realms of interested people.
That's pretty cool. Now, Hakes is now a division of Diamond International Galleries, correct?
Right, mm-hmm.
And is and Morphe's is also?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, how did things change for you, and hopefully for the better, after you sold your company to Diamond?
Yeah. Well, I started this when I was actually quite young, just out of graduate school, and about 3 years ago, I was kind of looking at 60 and figuring out what to do with all of this. And Steve Jeppy, I figured, was probably my number one best bet for the guy most interested in what I've been doing for 40 years, and you know, we got together and worked out the details, and so Steve now has himself an auction company. One of his phrases is sometimes he builds it and sometimes he buys it. So in my case, he bought it.
Interesting. But you still have you're still working in the company and guiding it along?
Yeah, technically I'm the chief operating officer, and Alex Winter is really the new Hakes general manager.
I think we finally got Alex on the show. Are you there, Alex?
Yes, I am here. Thank you.
All right, fantastic. Gentlemen, I think we're going to break for commercial right now, and when we come back, we'll talk to both of you a little bit more about Hakes Americana.
Okay, then.
All right. Can we cue up the music and roll on to commercial? There you go. After these messages, Ted and Alex and I will continue to discuss Hakes Americana and their future auctions and highlights from past auctions and tons more stuff. We'll be right back in 2 minutes right here on the Comic Zone on WorldTalkRadio.com.
Mira, what did I say? A nine-stone weakling with no belief.
Care for a mint?
The best place to find CGC mint-grade comics is at www.colossuscomics.com. Colossus Comics, Inc. is known for quality eBay auctions and for its CGC 9.8 subscription service for new comics. As a CGC 9.8 subscriber, you can choose from any ongoing series. Colossus guarantees a CGC 9.8 grade on every current issue of your series, delivered to you along with unslabbed reading copies. For shipping included, $33 a month. Colossus Comics subscribers also get first access plus discount pricing on CGC 10.0 and 9.9 copies of their title when available. To become a 9.8 subscriber or link to Colossus Comics auctions, visit ColossusComics.com.
Do you know what your collection is worth? Do you really know? Chances are the comics you buy and sell have hidden value in them. Classics Incorporated specializes in discovering this hidden value for you. In addition to a vast array of services offered, such as restoration, conservation, removal, and recreation, Classics Incorporated's founder Matt Nelson offers expert advice on your investments. Whether you're ready to buy $1,000 or sell $1,000,000, call us from our ads in the Overstreet Price Guide or visit ClassicsIncorporated.com to learn how we can help maximize the potential of your comics.
Comics Guarantee, LLC, also known as CGC, is the comic book hobby's only independent third-party expert grading and certification service. CGC's restoration detection, pedigree, and grading experts are known and trusted all around the world for their keen eyes, knowledge of comic book history, and consistent grading. CGC has the best tamper-evident, state-of-the-art comic holder our hobby has ever seen for safe storage of your favorite comic books. Go to www.cgccomics.com to find out how to submit your favorite comic books for certification and to see why the world's top collectors and sellers use CGC for safely buying and selling comics through the mail or on the Internet. For more information, call toll-free 877-662-6642 or visit CGC at www.cgccomics.com. CGC. It just makes sense.
Gold and silver and Bronze Age comics. Metropolis's website, metropoliscomics.com, has the largest selection of raw and CGC graded golden, silver, and Bronze Age comic books anywhere. Visit metropoliscomics.com today and join the Metropolis mailing list. Call 1-800-229-METRO or visit metropoliscomics.com.
You're listening to World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Spider-Man. Welcome back to the Comic Zone on WorldTalkRadio.com. I'm your host, Vincent Zarzolo, here with Ted Hakes and Alex Winter of Hakes Americana. So, okay, Alex, you are the general manager of Hakes, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
What do you do over there?
Well, I sort of oversee the production of the catalog, see the consignments as they come in, decide on how the catalog's going to be laid out, just sort of the basic day-to-day operation of getting each auction together.
Excellent, excellent. Now, when you're putting a catalog together, how do you, you know, do you think, oh, let's put it in alphanumerical order in terms of, I don't know, a comic book or collectibles, or do you just want to highlight certain things and put certain things first, certain things second, things like that?
No, we really do have a very strict order that we do things in, and we try to keep, say, in the Disney book section, we keep Mickey Mouse together, Donald Duck together, but then also by date. So it's very much, we lay it out almost like a price guide. I mean, it's a very thorough job that we do, very exact order to things, and it sort of helps organize things for anyone who's using the catalog themselves.
Excellent. And do you also leave up past auction sales data on your site?
Only for the previous auction. We don't have a database as of yet for all of our auctions.
But is that something you're going to be developing?
Possibly. I mean, you know, we do go back 200 catalogs, so it would be a pretty big undertaking, but it's a possibility that we would add that in the future.
That would be pretty amazing. It would be almost like a price guide in and of itself if you had 40 years' worth of data
right.
poured into a website. I think that would be amazing. You could probably charge for that. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Well, and, you know, it shows a progression of the items, too. Things that, you know, were once $10, then were $100, and are now $1,000. So It definitely would be interesting.
That's great. That's great. Now, I noticed that you guys have increased your push into the comic book world. What can you tell me about that?
Well, it's an area that is, you know, hot collectible. So it's something that we also have an interest in. You know, a Superman comic book. We also sell Superman memorabilia from all different eras. So it's a natural progression to get into the comic books and certainly into the CGC market. More and more collectors are looking for those books, and we've been able to expand that, and we certainly hope to continue to do that through consignments and so forth. And we do have on our website a link directly to CGC, and you can save yourself 20% to get your books graded through us.
That's great. That's great. Now, what other than comic books, what are the other hottest collectibles in your catalog?
You know, it really changes from auction to auction. It just depends on what someone is looking for. I mean, one auction lunchboxes can be very hot. The next, it can be hand puppets. It's hard to gauge from time to time because people's collecting interests change so much. And the fact that we offer so many different collectibles is a great way for people to branch out and to try new things.
Let me ask you this, Ted. If you could point to a certain collectible that you've seen grow in popularity by leaps and bounds over the last 40 years, that you were even surprised at, what would you point to?
Well, in my 40 years, I think probably the presidential campaign things have been the steadiest, at least in terms of their continual elevation in value. I did my first price guide on political buttons back in 1974, and the prices in those books compared to what they are today are really phenomenal. They, you know, the rare material has probably, oh gosh, gone up 5-6 times what it was back then, and it just continues to kind of surge ahead. It's American history is a, you know, kind of a basic interest of so many of our bidders, although they may specialize in other areas, but you know, American history is kind of our bedrock, and everything sprung from that.
What's the most valuable presidential piece of memorabilia that you've ever sold?
Well, it's actually I haven't actually sold. I've sold similar. Let's put it this way. But the Holy Grail of button collectors is a little button picturing James Cox, who was from Ohio, running for president in 1920. And Franklin Roosevelt was running as his vice presidential candidate. And any button with both their pictures on is extremely rare. The Democrats didn't have much money in that campaign, and the theory is that maybe the button companies made a handful of samples that they sent out, but no one ordered these things in quantity. So even though there are 5 or 6 different designs, they're all scarce, and the low-end one runs for about $10,000. And the high-end one, which is an 1.25-inch button with both their pictures, would probably be around $150,000 today.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. $150,000, you say?
Yep, that's kind of the upper limit in the world of politicals. I know that comic books would exceed that, but comic books do have a larger collecting base than the campaign items do.
Interesting, very interesting. And Alex, have you guys started buying and auctioning off matchbooks yet?
We have, yeah, depending on, you know, again, it ties in with a personality or a character, but we've done them for The Shadow, for Fu Manchu. We've had pinup ones with Petty and Vargas. So, yes, we have tried that.
That blew my mind away. I was at a San Diego Comic Convention about 5 years ago, and Ted, it was a Stroud, what's his first name? I think it's Ted. Is it Ted? Terry Stroud. He had a whole booth, and all he had were matchbook covers.
Well, the graphics can be great on them.
I was blown away by it. It was just so cool, and I was looking at them, and they were pretty neat. Now, if somebody could certify those, that would be a pretty interesting trend.
The day may be coming.
Collector for everything these days.
Yeah. So what do you guys have coming up after this what are some of the highlights from the California auction, Alex or Ted, whoever wants to answer?
Well, Alex probably knows the catalog better than I do, actually.
One highlight is we do have 50 very nice CGC books. We have an Adventure 72, a 9.2. We have an All-Flash number 1, 9.4. That's a Denver copy. Mm-hmm. We have a Golden Age Green Lantern number 1 that's a 7.0. And then we also have a Silver Age Green Lantern number 1 that's an 8.5. And then also some different Gaines file copies for Crypt of Terror, Extra, Mad. So that's nice, a nice selection of those. But then again, it's sort of, you know, just a miniature selection of what our normal catalog would be. We have some really nice superhero collectibles. We have a couple Superman Carnival statues. We have Batman sneakers in the original box. We have
what size?
I don't know the size.
Just kidding.
But those are from 1966. They come in a really neat box that has a cutout Batman mask. We also have a Captain America Mego action figure, which was on a Kresge card, which are the rare versions of those Mego.
Wow.
So again, you know, we try to offer just a little bit of everything and certainly have you on character stuff.
That sounds like fun. And are you planning on doing any other live in-person auctions after the California sale?
No plans as of yet. This will be our first one, and we'll see how it goes, but certainly a possibility in the future.
Yeah, I would think probably New York might be a place to go, and maybe even Texas, maybe Dallas.
Right.
Go right after the competition.
Yeah.
Boy. Alex, how long have you been in the business, and what's your
actually,
background?
I've been with Hakes. This will be my 22nd year. It's my first and only job. I started when I was 16 in 1985.
Wow.
And then a few years before that, I sort of dabbled in flea markets and co-ops and toy shows. And then I was doing that with a friend who already worked at Hakes, and he got me a job there, and that was 22 years ago.
That's pretty amazing. What are your favorite pieces of collectibles in your collection?
Well, my main collection these days is Underdog.
All right.
I started as a big comic book fan and branched out buying superhero items in general, and I found an Underdog glass one day, and which sort of tied in with superheroes, obviously, but as a joke, I said I would become the world's foremost Underdog collector, not
right.
Knowing that, you know, 300 items later, I'm still collecting, so.
Are you the number one Underdog collector?
As far as I know, yes.
And what is your most prized possession from your Underdog collection?
I've got a couple of really rare watches in original boxes and a lunchbox, which is really valuable just because not only do Underdog collectors or comic character collectors want that, but it's also one of the top lunchboxes as well.
I see. Now, I remember years ago on the Howard Stern Show, there was an Underdog woman.
Right.
Do you remember that?
I do, and they're actually working on some type of documentary on her as we speak.
Wow, she was nuts, man.
Yeah.
She was pretty crazy.
Uh-huh.
Now, with Hake, so how many catalogs do you guys put out a year?
We do
four a year at this point. Four big ones, about 2,500 items in each one.
Okay. 2,500 items in each one. And what is your favorite part of the business, and what is the most challenging part of the business?
Well, for me, I've always enjoyed this because I'm such a collector at heart, and you know, years and years ago, I figured if I was really a dealer, the stuff would kind of roll through my hands, and I'd get to enjoy it at least temporarily, even if I had to resell it. But it's just been fun to see all this American history and pop culture, you know, over the years. I don't know. There's not too much challenging about it. I suppose maybe describing everything, because we are kind of sticklers for that. We like happy customers when they open Hakes packages, and we're noted for our accurate descriptions, which is something of an anomaly in the hobby, perhaps.
That's pretty good. You know, it's very important in this business and in collectibles, whether you're auctioning them or selling them, to make sure the customers are happy. I know that we've worked our butts off for years to improve our customer service, and every day we're still working on it different ways. How can we create a better website? How can we do a better package to make sure comics don't get damaged? And it's just, you can always improve.
Yep.
And that's our job, is to figure out how. You know, is there any plan to expand beyond the scope of collectibles that you're dealing in, or are you pretty much covering everything already?
I don't know, Al. Any ideas? I think we're pretty diverse at this point.
I do. We cover, you know, pretty much every aspect of pop culture. So,
will you ever do a more focused auction, like one auction that's just this or just that?
Certainly could, if, you know, the right collection came along and we wanted to focus just on one area. But the one benefit that we have with our customers is they sort of collect multiple categories as well. So it's not unusual for someone to buy a JFK button and also a Tarzan poster.
Interesting.
Our customers, you know, there are some select customers that just do one thing, but across the board we have customers that are interested in as many different things as we're able to offer.
That's very interesting. So you get the same guys bidding on all different types of categories.
Mm-hmm. And it can change again from auction to auction. So.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for joining me today and for telling our audience more about Hakes Americana. What was that website again?
www.hakes.com, a complimentary catalog, and the California auction's up there right now.
Fantastic. Best of luck with the California auction, and hopefully we'll see you guys in New York sometime.
Okay, Vince. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, comic fans, we'll be back next week with more great comic book interviews right here on the Comic Zone. Remember, it's all about peace, love, and comic books. Did I just say comics like 3 or 4 or 5 times? Jeez. Bye-bye. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin, engines stop running, but I have